Brockton remains one of the cities that has been hardest hit by the COVID-19 pandemic, and joining us this afternoon with an update is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good morning. Good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, Dan. Good afternoon. Thank you for having me on again this week. I appreciate it.
So what is the latest in terms of numbers with coronavirus in the city of Brockton?
So the sad news is our death count has increased. So we're at 265 deaths, 265 loss of life. In terms of the good news is we're starting to see a trend in the right direction. 65 current cases here in the city of Brockton. 65 residents are dealing with it right now as we speak. And that had been up as high as over 2,500 not so long ago. So we're starting to see it really progressing in the right way. We're also very mindful, Dan, of what's happening in some of the other southern states where they're having a spike in the wrong direction. So we have to be vigilant and diligent and listening to all the medical standards and the protocols, and that's what we're preaching here in the city of Brockton.
Now, recently, of course, last week we began to see some reopenings, especially with pools. How has that been going?
It was great. We opened up the Manning Pool last Friday, a week ago today, which is outdoor behind Brockton High School. Today we opened up the city pool on the east side of the city, the Cosgrove Pool. Again, everything's going well. We're adhering to all the standards and the protocols in place. And Dr. Rick Herman, my city medical consultant, is working diligently with Board of Health. So the library's also open, the main library, last Friday, and then the two branches, east and west, open this week as well. So the only thing that really isn't open yet is the Council on Aging, the Senior Center. We're going to keep that closed for the short term, at least, out of abundance of caution for the seniors and the most vulnerable population.
Now, I know City Hall has also reopened. How is that working right now?
Well, first of all, it's great to see people in and out of the building. I've been here since it was closed, and it got to be lonely. But we're seeing some really good business being done here in the city of Brockton, again, where we have all the parameters in place. There's only one way in, which is the handicap entrance in the basement of the building. But we're monitoring. We're getting information. We're doing everything we need to do. So it's great. It's great that residents are coming here, from paying their taxes to just inquiring in different departments. So it's going well, and again, we're going to be very, very vigilant in terms of making sure that all the parameters are adhered to. And again, with the weekend coming up, Dan, it's going to be nice weather, so we need people to really just follow what we've been stressing for months now.
Of course, the big thing people have been talking about, even though it's still about a month or so away, has, of course, been schools. Any feeling what's going to happen there?
So as mayor, I chair the school committee, and we spent 4.5 hours last night at Brockton High School in the Little Theater as a retreat, a school committee retreat. We're talking about what needs to happen. Of course, we're talking about the size and magnitude of the student population in Brockton. It's a small city in itself. So under DESE, under the Department of Education, they're asking us to give a plan. August 10th is what the governor is hoping that municipalities will adhere to. So you have to give three different options: opening up full-time, a hybrid model, or virtual model. So we're taking it very serious. We want it to be a safe environment for the boys and girls, the students, and also all the staff that work there. So it's still very fluid, Dan. But again, as a product of the Brockton High School and as a son of a retired teacher, I'm going to take it extremely serious. And again, as a dad of three young kids in the system, you know, it's something that we're going to take steps, but listen to the medical consultants and the advice of all the professionals as well before we render that eventual decision.
So it doesn't sound like at this point you're leaning towards any one of the models, or you're just kind of that's still in development. Would that be
fair? Well, I'll tell you, in my humble opinion, I can't imagine opening it full-time right now with work. I really don't. Even if we maximize using gyms and auditoriums and cafeterias, I think the hybrid model has much more teeth to it. And again, we also have to remember that school busing is a key component of Brockton, how we do that, and also daycare facilities, and parents have to work in the city of Brockton. So there's a lot going on. I don't think the first method will work, but again, it's a fluid situation. We're going to monitor the statistics and the data, and ultimately the school committee and myself with the superintendent, Mike Thomas, will come up with a decision, and it'll be done in a timely manner, but also in a manner that really follows the safe protocols in place.
Now, do you have any pieces of advice for residents of the city right now in terms of protocols that still need to be followed?
Yeah, I mean, I had to send police to a playground yesterday. It was 150 people playing some sports activities and recreation. I get it. People want to go out in the nice weather, but we have to wear the masks. They're mandatory under the Commonwealth standards by the governor. The social distancing is key. It's getting frustrating at times. But again, we can just look at some of the southern states and see that they reopened too soon and people didn't adhere to the protocol. So I'm just reiterating again, please, 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 the city of Brockton was so greatly harmed mentally, physically, emotionally, with the death count and with people sick. So we don't want to go in the wrong direction. So let's continue our efforts in a collective, collaborative manner.
All right. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us, Mr. Mayor. We do appreciate it.
Thanks, Dan. I'll talk to you next week. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You as well.